This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
I don't want to see, I don't understand really how your mind works, anybody on the show. Do you understand
anybody on the show? This is not me.
Do you understand what like any normal father would be overwhelmed at what's going to be on his plate in the coming weeks?
Like, you have two full-grown children almost.
Okay, first of all,
like you're not breastfeeding babies.
No, I'm not breastfeeding babies. They have to get all over the place. Yes.
Maybe you'd be better at breastfeeding babies. Who knows? But
do they have to get all over the place?
Yeah, they have to get all over the place. But I mean, they don't have, for like, Ben doesn't have baseball buddies to help.
He has baseball buddies that'll drive him. I mean, yeah, but there's a lot to do.
They dress themselves.
Yeah, they do dress themselves.
Okay. They wipe themselves.
I believe they do wipe themselves.
They can get themselves breakfast. Right. I mean, you could give them money to get lunch at school if you wanted.
Sure.
Okay, and then dinner is...
All right, but I have to work with a broken wife.
Yeah, well, you give her a pain meds.
She's not broken.
She is. I mean, actually, she's being fixed tomorrow because, in fact, she's broken.
She's in recovery.
She's not in recovery yet.
She will be.
She will be in recovery, and I'll have to convalesce her to the best of my abilities. See, and you guys just laugh. This is high comedy for you.
You got potluck coming. You got all the lacrosse bums are bringing you all sorts of food.
Yeah, they said, what restaurants do you guys like? We'll send food from there.
Yeah, plus there's this little thing called Grubhub or DoorDash, like right to your house.
Are you familiar with laundry?
Yeah, I do laundry at my own house, yes.
Are you familiar with needing to nourish children?
Yes.
And feed them? Are you familiar with taking care of two pets that for some reason we have?
I've made that decision not to do that, yeah.
Yeah, well, because you're smarter than me, but you have a third child.
Let's open up a GoFundMe for Dave's expenses for the housekeeper and... I got
co-pays I'm going to have to pay.
The chef, all these things.
I got a lot of things going on here.
Your donation can help a starving Rothenberg.
I think I liked it better when you didn't talk.
For just 50 cents a day.
You see like the commercial and it's like all the sad dogs and then it's just Dave's sad face.
You know, and I don't need this.
I could see at some point the door just go, you guys go to the dogs, just go.
Save yourselves.
Save yourselves.
It's just water bottles everywhere.
Yes. Banana peels, water bottles. Dave's in a white t-shirt and boxer shorts.
I'm gonna have to do a shopping at some point this week. I went shopping over the weekend.
Elite shopping.
Why'd you just order groceries?
Because Sherry does that. I don't do that.
Yeah, but there's so many things. Yeah, but she can order it and from bed. You just gotta pick it up.
What do you pick it up? No, she does like the
delivery?
Deliver groceries to your house. Yeah.
All right. So what are you complaining about?
Because I don't like the produce when they do that.
Oh God! So just go get the produce.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get
the
produce.
You got the produce guy right here on 69th.
Sliced turkey. I got stuff to do. I don't think you realize how busy I'm going to be. All I'm looking for is you guys to just help me out by being
verbally supportive.
That's all I'm looking for.
I told you I'd move in for the week.
I don't want you to move in for the week. All I want is verbal support, not like, in the arms of the angel. I don't want that.
Far away. I think we're trying to get you so psyched up mentally. They don't believe I can do it, that it's just all of a sudden the switch goes off and you're just a super dad.
Clearly that's when he's at his best, when he's challenged. When he feels challenged or doubted.
Right.
So we
don't think you can do it.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna shove it right you know where.
We think something will die.
So you think one of my children or one of the dogs doesn't make it through?
Probably doesn't make it through.
No, I don't think that's accurate. This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. All right, I want to listen to this. I haven't heard it yet. It was from Barton Hahn last week. Stephen A. saying, Knicks losing to Mitchell's Cavs would ruin the season.
The New York Knicks season is ruined, and it is a failure in my mind if Donovan Mitchell sends them home. You can lose to Boston. You can lose to Philly. You can lose to Milwaukee. But Donovan Mitchell wanted to be a New York Knick. He was expecting to be a New York Knick. I know. I spoke to him personally and directly to my face. He had his bags packed. He thought he was coming to New York. And Danny Ainge is like, we got a better offer from Cleveland on the table. to Leon Rose and these guys, and whether it was because of R.J. Barrett or what some of them have told me because of Grimes, they didn't want to do the deal.
All right, so the deal doesn't get done, Rick. So now you adjust your expectations. You don't have Donovan Mitchell. Cleveland has him. How losing this series is considered a failure of a season when you won 47 games, you're the five seed, you have a point guard you love, you can't even believe he's as good as he was. Randall had an unbelievable season. Nothing about this would be a failure if they lose to Cleveland.
Well, I think his point would be, because I don't agree with him, but I think his point would be is that now you're a team that doesn't win a playoff series, and on top of it, you still are missing the star.
Yeah, no, he's not wrong about that.
That you've been coveting.
You have. It's not like, do you look at the Knicks' future and say to yourself, boy, this is as good as it's going to get?
No, I don't, but I think the point he's trying to make is that Donovan Mitchell was signed, sealed, delivered, and Leon Rose screwed it up. So now Cleveland, who is one of those teams that kind of in that same conversation with the Knicks, I mean, you're talking about 4-5. Like, they're not quite, like, they're a playoff team, but they're not a team you look at and say is capable of winning a championship, right? That's what all these teams are striving to be.
Cleveland is not going to win a title, no.
No, right, because they're not at the level of Boston and Milwaukee and Philly. So the Knicks go into the series, they lose. Now Cleveland is better because Cleveland has the best player, the player that you should have had, is what Steven is saying, I guess.
Listen, I understand that point of view, but you don't have him. You could have had him. You didn't get him. Nothing about this season, in my mind, would be a failure. Yeah, I think most people would, you know, retroactively go back and make the trade and include R.J. Barrett in it, but you didn't get it done. Cleveland got him. There's going to be other elite pieces that are traded around the NBA, and because of what you have commodity-wise, you're in great position to snap those guys up if and when they become available.
If and when. But we've been through this before, the if and the when. It's just, I mean, it's a matter of finding that player and if he's willing to be a Knick.
All right, but if you had Donovan Mitchell right now and you won the series against, well, probably wouldn't even be Cleveland, but for argument's sake, to make it easier, it's still Cleveland. You beat Cleveland. Are you beating Milwaukee?
No, probably not.
Okay. All right. So, you know what? It's not like if I had Donovan Mitchell, I'm contending for a championship by any stretch.
No, but you're a star. I mean, you have an established star, and now you're looking for that second one, I guess.
Let me see how it plays out before I consider
crush
it.
Listen, of course you have to see how it plays out. I mean, I think the conversation changes, too, if for some reason it's not competitive and they lose in five.
Yeah, if this goes 7 and you lose on the road in a game 7 by 3 points, you know what? I think you can wake up after the season is done and not be heartbroken about it.
Right. Like, so last season, Cleveland won 44 games. They were the 9th seed. This season, Cleveland's won 51 games, and they're the 4th seed.
So 44 was the 9th seed last year, huh?
44 was the 9th seed.
Because 44 is not the 9th seed this year.
No, the 9th seed is 41 this year. 44 would get you the 7th seed.
So he'd still be in the play-in thing.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, Donovan Mitchell's a stud.
He's a great player.
I mean, he is. So,
and they're a talented team. It's not solely Donovan Mitchell. They have other legitimate pieces.
Right, of course not. I mean, they're one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. Right?
They protect the rim well. I mean, Allen's a really good player.
You got Allen, you got Mobley, you got Garland. I mean, they're a good team. I think Stephen A's biggest point, and who knows, sometimes, I mean, with him, it's getting worked up to get worked up, is that how long has it been since we've talked about this? It seems like every year we talk about it. Getting the star that wants to be here. And you finally had a star that thought that not only did he want to be here, thought he was going to be here, and it didn't work out.
You're not wrong, but you got a star. Jalen Brunson's a star.
I don't disagree with you, but you're talking about having Brunson, Randall, and Donovan Mitchell.
Correct. And you know what? You're still not getting past Milwaukee if that's the case.
Well, Milwaukee is a wagon.
I would love to make a trade that upon making the trade, we could have the conversation of, can the Knicks now win a title? That to me is the trade I want to make.
Right, but I don't know where that trade, unless it's Luka Doncic or someone like that, I don't know where that trade exists.
I would mortgage everything for Doncic. Everything.
Like, you had it. I mean, it was Kevin Durant, but again, that whole thing with Kyrie wanted to go to Brooklyn and everything else, but
disaster is what it was. You want to hear from RJ Barrett?
Oh, yeah, let's hear from RJ Barrett.
Okay, here's RJ Barrett, who certainly is at the crux of that Donovan Mitchell trade. Cavs series will be, as he says, a dogfight.
It's a good matchup, you know, for sure. They definitely have, obviously, a really, really good player over there. You know, they got a couple of them. They've got a solid lineup. You know, they play very well together. So it's going to, you know, it's going to be a good one. I think it's going to be a dogfight. And, you know, I'm personally excited. So, you know, we'll see.
All right, I have a question for you. We don't have Donovan Mitchell. They do. So having this conversation over and over and over kind of feels like you're beating a dead horse. The Knicks win this series of what, in your mind? Like, what player, what thing, what has to happen for the Knicks to win this series?
Well, I think Julius Randle has to be as close to 100% as possible, which, I mean, I don't know. And then I think that Jalen Brunson's going to have to be a stud. Defense is going to have to be solid. And then you're going to have someone else step up.
Like R.J. Barrett?
If it's R.J. Barrett, if it's IQ.
But you could. I mean, IQ has shown out, right? Josh Hart is a good player. Like, the Knicks do have the pieces that if some of them play well, they could win the series.
Right. It should be a closely contested series. I mean, I think the reason why you would favor or why Vegas is going to favor Cleveland is because...
Well, they have the star and they have home court.
They have the star and Game 7 is going to be in Cleveland.
That's exactly right. You're 100% right. But this is not a series that you look at and you say the Knicks have no chance to win it.
No, you already saw them. Listen, the regular season is different. I get it. But you won 3 of 4 and then the last time you watched these two teams play was without Julius Randle and Brunson dropped 48. So, yeah, it's absolutely doable. I think the biggest question mark right now is Julius Randle's health. And then who else on this team in the playoffs? Because it is the playoffs. It's different. It's higher intensity. You got a team 7 games trying to eliminate what you do well. Like which guy will step up or which guy's going to step up?
See, I always feel like there's a built-in excuse now for Julius Randle.
Of course.
Because if he goes out there and he doesn't play well, it's the ankle. And if he goes out there and plays well, what a heroic figure he is, you know?
Right, it's really a no. Talk about taking the pressure off. It's really a
no.
Yeah,
but people will still be furious.
Depending on how it looks. If he's out of control turning balls over late in games, then yeah, people will be pissed. But listen, they got a good thing going right now. The fact that Obi stepped up the way he did, I'm sure he's, because again, coaches want to trust who they put out there. Hopefully that's garnered some trust with Tibbs. IQ's been awesome. Grimes has been really good. Josh Hart is exactly what you need in the playoffs. Mitch has been good.
Excellent.
Hartenstein's been good. It's just, it's the playoffs. The playoffs are different. You saw Jalen Brunson took his game to a whole different level last season, which he's going to need to do again this postseason.
And I think he can. I really do. A championship team is about each player being that perfect fit. Same with your vehicles. So for parts that fit, head to eBay Motors and look for the green check. Stay in the game with eBay Guaranteed Fit, ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. RJ, I was off last week, and I had a nice time with my family in Florida and the whole thing. Nothing did I miss more than stuff you missed.
Now, see ya!
Bang!
The sh** you missed.
Wow, more than anything.
More than. I mean, I missed Rick a great deal and his levity and comedy and all of you guys, really. But as far as the feature is concerned, stuff you missed, I missed.
That truly means a lot. And we missed you. So let's get to it then. Yankees, 2 of 3 from the O's over the weekend. Couple of homers from Aaron Judge yesterday. Yankees, 6 and 3. Normally good. Not so good when the Rays are 9-0. So, here's some numbers for you on the Rays, where they're at. They have a run differential of plus 57.
In 9 games?
They're the first team since, and you hear a lot of these, first since, 1974, 1956. First team over 9 games with a run differential over 50 since 1884.
Does that team still exist?
It's a good question. I just saw passing tweets.
Oh, you don't know what team it is?
I'll try to find out. But what I did see is that is the first year that pitchers were allowed to throw the ball overhand.
They were pitching underhand up until that point?
They could. Uh-huh. And the mound was 50 feet.
Oh, wow.
So, Rays on an undefeated path.
Rays Red Sox tonight. Nick Pivetta for the Sox, and is it? I think it's Jalen Beeks for the Rays.
What a player Nick Pavetta is. Mets take 2-3 from the Marlins, but you don't feel great about it after yesterday. Carlos Carrasco roughed up 6 runs over 4 2/3 over 2 starts, has an ERA north of 11. Also a bit troubling, Marlins 5-for-5 on stolen bases against Francisco Alvarez, who did have a hit in his debut.
He did, and an RBI single, but he was not good. They stole anything they wanted yesterday.
Let's look at the positives, though. Could we? That Carlos Carrasco said that the pitch clock didn't have as much of an effect in Game 2.
That's big.
Big stuff.
Injuries for both. You mentioned Steele. Starling Marte injured stealing a base day-to-day for the Mets.
Great.
Yankees, Josh Donaldson, 10-day IL with a hamstring. Jonathan Loaisiga, 15-day IL with right elbow inflammation. Now, what you want to hear?
He can't even pick up a ball for 2 weeks.
By the way, the Mets, Steve Cohen stepped in. Nice job redoing the patch that, Dave, you weren't here. I'm sure you saw it.
I think it was awful.
Yeah, we criticized it heavily. Steve Cohen, I give him credit, called it out for what it is. Phillies colors. That's what it looks like. Also, far too big. Very,
very humongous.
Large. Yeah. So they're gonna.
It was more than a patch.
It's part of the. Yeah,
it's part of the uniform.
It was one of the old bases.
O'Neill Cruz yesterday, ugly scene for the Pirates, fractured his ankle against the White Sox. A home plate collision, benches cleared after.
But that's
great.
Not why he fractured the ankle. The ankle fractured because of the slide.
Him.
Right. He slid, and it was a really awkward-looking slide. He laid there as the benches emptied out. But what they hope is a special player.
Rick's usually pretty good with this.
Yeah.
What was the rationale behind the benches emptying? I don't understand.
They said that the catcher said something to Cruz while he was down.
Oh, really? He mocked him?
Or said something to him.
Oh, all right. Well, that would make sense then.
Rick knows everything. He really does. John Rahm wins Masters by 4 strokes. Live Golfers, that was a big thing going into the weekend. They littered the top of the leaderboard. Brooks Koepka, who just fell apart yesterday.
Why do you say it was such glee?
He's such a donk. Because he's a donkey, that guy.
He kind of is.
He's a bad guy, man.
Brooks Koepka?
Tell you what.
Yeah, like a bad
he's
guy.
Got
like
big, I was big talking muscles, to, though.
No, big muscles. He, first of all, like the thing, couple things. He's at a Florida Panthers game, okay? In a full, like him and his buddies in like Adidas tracksuits, holding up a cone, mocking Aaron Ekblad. And they're like, oh, they must be friends. Ekblad after the game's like, no, we're not friends. And then I was talking to our roving intern, who got a chance to meet him at one of the tour events and said he's a complete...
Really? He's a nozzle?
Awful guy.
Really?
Yeah, like, wouldn't look at him. Like, yeah, just like completely dismissive of all the fans. Like, just a jerk.
Far better golfer than I'll ever be, obviously. Just horrible yesterday. Augusta, very humbling. Phil Mickelson up there as well. Nice to see Phil play well. And Patrick Reed.
Him and Spieth played awesome together yesterday.
Oh, Jordan just right up the board. John Rahm back to the world number one golfer. Tough to see Tiger Woods. He did tie the record for consecutive cuts made. Rick mentioned that earlier at 23. Tying Fred Couples, who also made the cut, became the oldest player to make the cut at 63. Tiger tied Couples and Gary Player. But then Tiger withdrew.
Gary Player? How old is he?
No, he just tied. Gary Player was not in the Masters. Oh, okay. He just tied him with 23 straight cuts made. But then Tiger had to withdraw on Saturday. Tough to see. Limping around in a downpour. Not great. He was 9 over through 43 holes.
Did you guys see, RJ, in honor of stuff you missed, did you see that Jason Day revealed that Tiger Woods withdrew from the PGA event in 2022 because a screw from his surgery popped out of the skin?
I did.
Oh, God.
Tiger... I'm never going to be the one to say done, but the body now is...
And he's not an old guy. What is he, like 47?
Yeah.
But he's endured a lot.
Yeah, but think about the surgery he's had.
Oh, he's no,
had
no. He's, an, he's endured
he's had
a
knees,
lot.
Ankles shattered.
Yeah.
Back, good. Knees, ankles.
We've
bad.
Talked about it a couple times. OBJ, if you're just waking up, headed to Baltimore one day before. That would be today. He was going to meet with the Jets. Dave has confirmed that won't happen.
I don't know why.
It's a one-year deal.
They have a delicious setup food-wise.
Yeah.
They really do. Worth $15 million, can escalate up to $18 million. That's pretty good money for Odell, who hasn't played in a year. Knicks lose their regular season finale. Didn't mean anything. A lot of defense played. They lose to the Pacers 141-136. Obi Toppin scores 34.
I think that was sarcasm from you.
Yep. Knicks finished the regular season 47-35. Second best regular season in the last 22 years.
It's pathetic.
Julius Randle... reportedly making decent progress, will be reevaluated during the middle of this week. He was the first Knick player, however, to average 25 points per game since Carmelo. And Jalen Brunson did not play yesterday. Precautionary reasons to heal that sprained wrist. I guess keep an eye on that one. Knicks Cavs begin on Saturday.
Do we know when game two will take place yet?
TBD.
TBD, okay.
Also on Saturday, Nets, Sixers. They had a warm-up yesterday. Sixers demolished the Nets, 134-105. Their playoff opponent, Cam Thomas, who popped back up after weeks on the bench, scores 46.
It's bizarre. A guy cannot play and just score 46.
Mikal Bridges started the game, left after 4 seconds. In the process, became the 42nd player ever to play 83 or more games.
One last RJ. One since?
Josh Smith.
Look at you.
Yes, RJ.
Yes, Richard.
RJ. Yes. I'm looking at my hot take sheet.
Mm-hmm.
What were the... for the bet that we made, Dave and I, about the NBA MVP, what were the parameters of that bet? You remember?
I really don't, actually.
Is that a breakfast bet?
I have it somewhere, but I don't know it off the top of my head. There was a bet made, though.
Yes, there was, David.
Well, you're going to win it.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, if I don't remember the bet at all, you had Embiid, I had Jokic.
Oh, yeah. You're all about Jokic.
You're going to win it.
Speak of Embiid, the first center to win consecutive scoring titles since Bob McAdoo. Back in the
70s. McAdoo.
NBA playoffs and play-in set. Hawks Heat tomorrow. By the way, Udonis Haslem finally will retire after.
I don't believe it.
He went for 24 points last night.
He's never going to go.
That fall by Lakers T-Wolves tomorrow. We'll get to the T-Wolves in a second. They got a lot of problems. then on Wednesday, it's Raptors Bulls followed by Thunder Pelicans. By the way, Zion Williamson?
He's not playing.
He won't play, though. No. He's not playing. So Rudy Gobert was kicked out of yesterday's game. T-Wolves, so he swings at Kyle Anderson. He gets kicked out by his own team. They tell him to go home. Not great. Worse, Jaden McDaniels, after the game, breaks his right hand punching a wall.
Ugh.
So he's out. By the way, the T-Wolves gave up, what, 5 first-rounders for Rudy Gobert?
Yes.
And I think they got worse. So not great. Not great at all.
That's another guy to pay attention to. Sick of his... current situation.
Rudy?
Who, Gobert?
No, forget Gobert. Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, yeah.
Cat. NBA investigating the Mavs, or not basically. They threw Friday night's game. Lost to the Bulls. They're trying to protect that the pick that would become the Knicks if it's top 10 protected.
They should just give it to the Knicks. I think that'd be nice.
Just remove the protections.
Yeah.
Solve the problem.
All from the Porzingis trade.
I'm all for that.
The Mavs called it, Jason Kidd called it an organizational decision to rest basically anyone of relevance. Lucas says he's still happy in Dallas.
No one's dying.
And no one's dying. Lucas says he's happy in Dallas, though, even though they finished 38-44.
That's not good.
Two NBA coaches already out. Dwayne Casey in Detroit going to the front office, and Stephen Silas, not surprising, in Houston. Rockets were very bad. How about the Boston Bruins? New record, single season wins, NHL history, 63 victories on the year. Connor McDavid, first player in 27 years to go over 150 points. And Sidney Crosby, 1,500 career points.
You see, Pasta's got 60 goals, too.
Yep.
Hat trick yesterday.
What do you have, 4 points?
Devils, here's your situation. They trail the Canes by a point, lead the Rangers by two games to play for all of them. Rick, little scouting report. They've signed Luke Hughes from the 21 draft. Any thoughts there for us?
For who? The Devils?
Devils.
Brother of Jack and Quinn. I would say that he probably steps in and plays, but I don't know how much.
Things are tight in the Metro. And a big game for, not Stuff You Missed, but big game. Tomorrow will be on Stuff You Missed, perhaps. Isles and
huge game.
Caps. Rangers, Sabres tonight. A lot going on.
We got the Panthers game, too. That Panthers game against Toronto's huge,
very
too.
Big. Very big.
Panthers against the mean Canadians.
Yeah, and you want to get in, and you don't want Boston to be your
Did
opponent.
You see... I'll just get in.
We got a break.
Shut your mouth. Did you see the national championship, how that ended
no.
in hockey?
I saw they scored an overtime goal, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, 10 seconds in, Quinnipiac.
No, it was a set play coming into overtime, set play off the faceoff. Took 10 seconds. They went down on the Russians, scored. Game over.
The Russians?
No, off the rush.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Well,
that makes it much more
comfortable. In the Russians.
Can we break?
We can.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills.
your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Any hard feelings about me winning Host Sadness?
You say I left in a hurry.
It was quick.
I mean, I left the next day.
Yeah, but I didn't get to see you the next week.
Yeah, and you would have probably rubbed it right in.
Right in.
No, I mean, what do you want me to tell you? I didn't feel great about it by any stretch. I was disappointed. I was hurt. It was a close battle. I'm not thrilled with second, but what can I do? I mean, I lost to, I guess, you know, I am the Barney Rubble of the station, and I lost to the Fred Flintstone of the station, so what can I do?
It was hard fought, and unfortunately,
it was competitive.
One of us had to lose, and it's a sin, but...
No, you're not. Don't pretend like you're upset with it. You're thrilled.
It was one of those wins, though. It's tough. It's like, you know, I'm happy that I won.
Did you feel a little bit unsettled that you took me down in the finals, or
right.
Was that like a safe space where you?
No. I'm trying to explain to you. It's one of those wins where I was happy that I won, but it's also because I love you so much. It's to see you upset makes me upset.
Well, you say that, but you brought it right up here.
Well, because I didn't think we had a chance to really talk about it. RJ goes through all this trouble of doing Host Sadness, and we didn't really get to react to it.
RJ, you must be pleased. The two finalists were the host of this show. You have one, the champion is the one you like best on this show. Like this played out kind of exactly the way you were hoping, right?
Minus all the collusion and interference.
Cheating.
Yeah. And anyway, why do you say that?
Wait a minute.
Why do you assume that I like Rick more than you? Why do you say that?
It's a gut feeling. Is it not true?
I don't think it's true. I think it's like picking between your kids. You're older than you kids.
So if management came to you and said, listen, one of the two of them is going to have to go.
Why are we doing that?
I don't know.
This is where it always goes, RJ.
And putting it on RJ's plate?
But RJ, you're the producer of the show. You choose.
Here's what I will say.
Mm-hmm.
I think despite Rick being I think we can agree here. The star of the show.
Oh, clearly.
It all falls apart without you. It falls apart.
That's not true. Last week it was beautiful. It was succinct. Food's being sent to the station.
Listen, I think in solidarity, though, we lose Dave. I think Rick, because he has so much respect for you, I think he just leaves. He disappears.
All right, so what's your answer to the question then?
Oh, I can't get rid of anyone.
Forget it. You can't even play the game, huh?
Of who I'd fire?
Yes.
And why would I do that? Okay. Same with you. You got to fire any one of us on the show.
Well, I'd fire Ray.
You're not supposed to answer.
It's
on the tip of his tongue, though, but he wants to answer it.
I thought I would. No, because I'm an honesty broker. I thought I was supposed to answer, and I'll tell you why.
You're supposed to take the high road.
No, there is no high road.
There's no high road with this man.
No, I'll tell you why. Raymond has another very lucrative job.
Very lucrative.
Raymond does not have a wife. Raymond does not have a child on the way. So for all those reasons, I think Raymond is the easiest to move on from. I wouldn't want to. I would be heartbroken. I've known Ray probably the longest of anybody on the show.
Sounds like you can't wait to do it.
No, that's not true at all. See, you just can't understand an honest answer. You have another, I mean, you're at the Garden every night. They're paying you hand, I mean, Dolan has a lot of money. He's giving you a good portion of that money to produce the Knicks and the Rangers games, Ray.
A lot of falsehoods being thrown out.
Plus, you have the virgining coffee bean business, too.
That's right. Tape it to your leg and bring it across the border. We know how you operate.
You're a coffee bean mule.
You ever see that movie with Clint Eastwood, The Mule?
Yes.
Good movie.
Yeah, it's amazing, though, that you just can't wait. Like, RJ asked you a simple question, hoping that you'll take the high road, and it just before the question is out of his mouth, the answer's gone.
Well, I don't know why that's a bad thing. He asks me a question, I give him an answer. I don't play the game that he does where I ask him a question, he deflects it, and then asks me a question.
But if I had asked Ray before, now, if I asked Ray now, I assume he would also want you gone. But had I asked Ray before you, I think he would have taken that high road.
Or at least thought about it for a second.
It's fine. I chose not to, and whatever the consequences are, they are. I'm fine with that. I love Ray. If Ray needed a kidney, I'd give him a kidney.
Listen, it's not like the show would die without me. I get it.
See? He gets it. You guys should get it, too.
Again, you did it.
What? Did what?
A chance to say something nice.
Love him. What more do you... I love him, and I would give him a kidney if he needed it.
Just not employment.
I don't want him to go.
Let's hope I never have to answer that question.
What question?
Treat him like your father-in-law. Go give him a big kiss on the lips.
No, I will not.
Ray's gonna climb so high into management one day, and he's going to come to you and say, Dave, you remember that day on the show? Well,
you're gone.
It's come full circle.
That's not nice. Rodney in incorrectly spelled Bethlehem. What? Look at the way he spelled this. Bethlehem. I mean, what happened here?
I don't know.
Bethlehem.
You know, sometimes I defend myself.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's brutal. Rodney in Bethlehem. Rodney, good morning. You're on 98.7.
I wanted to talk about the Mets DH. Pretty much, remember, before the National League, before they got it instituted, we were all sitting here as Mets fans saying, well, the Mets are kind of built for this. We have J.D. Davis. We had Cano was still on the team.
Dom Smith.
You had Dom Smith. And now, since it's been instituted, I don't know the numbers, but I'm pretty sure they're at the bottom of the league when it comes to designated hitter production. And I'm sick and tired of watching Vogelbach come up to bat because he just looks like he's going up there to walk. It's like he wants to walk. He doesn't want it's the DH production and what Epler has put out there. And we're coming to a moment like this where Billy Epler, it's a Donnie Walsh period because the best player in baseball is going to be available at the end of next season. And I hope that Steve Cohen does not make the mistake that Dolan did when if Ohtani signs with anybody else but the Mets, you got to get Epler out of there. Because that's what the mistake that Donnie Walsh...
That's why they brought him in, right? You got to figure?
Yeah. They brought Donnie Walsh to go out and get LeBron. He didn't get him. They should have fired him right then and there. Instead, he signed this, Amari to a deal that was way too much, although I liked Amari. And then you got to get Epler out of here. He can't get a guy to hit in a DH spot to hit 25 home runs, hit around 250 and drive in 70 runs. That's all you need in this lineup.
I don't know if it's all you need in the lineup, but yeah, I mean, it would help.
It's a problem. Listen, I'm not going to defend Billy Epler here. He's done a poor job at putting this team together.
Yeah, I don't think you can defend him. I mean, he has the luxury of having the richest owner in baseball. So it's not like, I mean, he's doing anything outside of, hey, Max, I know you want to go to the Dodgers, but how does $43 million sound? Good? Okay, take that. Justin, how does $43 million sound at 40 years old? Good? Okay, we'll sign you too.
That's right. You have this tremendous advantage over other teams, but when it comes to making smart, prudent decisions, it doesn't feel like they make a lot of them.
No, the deadline was a disaster.
It was and it's worse in retrospect than you even realized at the time how bad it was.
It was awful. And now you're stuck with, I mean, and he's not wrong. I mean, Vogelbach's
an
on-base guy, but it's not like once you get on base, it's...
I mean, how many guys that come up during the course of the game are like, oh, God. Right? I mean, Castro is that guy. Whoever is catching
now. Yeah, but at least when Castro gets on base, I mean, he's the potential there to steal a base.
But he can't get on base.
Well, because in he's supposed to be a guy off the bench that's going to steal your base. What someone is already on base, right?
Yes. Listen, yeah,
it's a big gaping hole.
The catching spot, you get nothing out of that. Third base spot, you get nothing out of that. Canna is, not great. There's too many holes on this team right now.
Yeah, they're reliant. I mean, they are.
You know what angered me yesterday?
Very reliant on the.
Let's see how well you know me. What angered me Mets related yesterday? Not in a Mets game. What angered me yesterday?
What do you mean, not in a Mets game?
It was not in a Mets game.
What angered you yesterday about the Mets that was not in a Mets game?
Mm-hmm. It's another game.
Oh, another game.
It was another game.
It wasn't the San Francisco Giants game, was it?
No, it was watching Seth Lugo out there against the Braves yesterday. Just easily light them on fire. just like I'm like, oh, what a novel idea! They're going to start Seth Lugo, and boom, 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 no problems whatsoever.
I had that same feeling. I was telling Dan last week. They're watching Travis d'Arnaud with the Braves. I'm like, it's
unbelievable. It's whenever amazing. These guys leave, they turn into the best version of themselves.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Apparently, I've been nasty to Raymond, but I don't think so. I still stand by it. I love Ray, but I gave an honest answer.
Yeah, but it wasn't the answer. It was how quick you gave the answer, I think, that's really most concerning.
I'm quick on my feet. What do you want me to tell you?
What? No, just could you fake it? Could you pretend a second? Like, I mean,
try you know, RJ, do it again.
He's probably answering a phone call.
No, he's not. Do it again. Ask me the question again.
About the mean thing you said about Ray?
Yeah, set it up again.
If you had to get rid of one person,
ooh,
all of us, all three, where are you going?
I don't know that I can answer that. I think that's too much for me to answer. But since you asked me so nicely, boy, that's a lot here. I like Rick, do the show well together. He has a lot of money, though. He doesn't need the money. Huh. RJ's got a baby. It won't be RJ. Ray's a single man. No child. Other employment. Rick has so much money. Other employment. RJ, I don't know. This is a tough question. I'm gonna get rid of Ray, but it's oh so close.
See, that's better.
Okay.
It's not. You still didn't have to answer, but
I thought I was supposed to answer.
At least the process by which you took. Maybe Ray feels better.
Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe not though.
Ray, you feel better?
He does not. He does not feel better.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Because I thought that was much nicer.
Well, listen, the phony attempt at thoughtfulness is appreciated, but now that, you can't put the genie back in the bottle, can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, it's out there. I know he doesn't mean any of that. So.
Yeah, but I mean, if he had done that the first time, that would have been much better, no?
Sure.
Right.
But he didn't.
But I learned from my mistakes.
I don't think it was a mistake.
Maybe not. Let's go to Saul and Shirley. Good morning, Saul. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yes, yes. Good morning to the Prince of All Radio, and good morning to Zagoli.
Oh, I'm the Prince.
Oh, here we go. This here is going to be a Dave tongue bath.
This is a good call. Saul, go ahead. Take as much time as you need.
You're going to get it. You don't remember me, Dave?
I remember exactly who you are.
Who is
okay.
He?
So here's the thing. All the shots that you guys are working with a living legend.
That's right.
Who's going to be soon to be the king of all radio, and the constant shots and the constant disrespect. I'm sitting here with my baby girl, Skylar, my brand new Bijan, and we've had it. I didn't even know who this Dan Grasso character was until last week. And last week was at best.
Wow.
I haven't listened on Saturday because the Prince left. So that's why I didn't know who this Dan Grosser character was. So all I'm saying is...
Well, I don't know why, Saul, I like you as well. I don't know why you have to be nasty towards
I'm
Dan,
not,
though.
I'm not. Dan grew on me. I listened every morning, and he grew, Monday was rough, Tuesday, and he grew on me. I like Dan, but Dave, Prince, big shoes to fill. Nobody can fill them. But he did a good job. I don't hate him. I don't hate on anybody. I do hate one person.
Uh-oh.
That's Baby Godzilla, the hairiest person on radio, a.k.a. Peter Rosenberg.
Oh,
and
no.
If he sends you an invitation to his wedding, light it on fire.
Why is he Godzilla,
why do you,
though?
Why do you hate, because he's a hairy guy, why do you hate...
Yeah, Godzilla's not hairy. He's a...
Have you seen his arms?
Yeah, but Godzilla doesn't have hairy arms.
Godzilla is known for his hairy arms.
Did you mean King Kong?
He looks like Baby Godzilla.
No,
have
King
you seen
Kong.
The pictures that we put out?
King Kong, you mean?
King Kong, you mean?
No, Baby Godzilla. Godzilla had a baby. Bald little baby.
Oh.
I have to...
I'll You've never seen the picture.
Wait, is he bald or is he hairy?
He's bald. That's the irony. He's a bald, hairy man. By the way, we made the bar mitzvah list.
Am I at the head table, I hope?
So here's just to show you how well respected and beloved you are within my family. You made it to the invitation, and then the question was, do you think that he would want all the children invited, or would he want a night out with Cass where he doesn't have the children there?
Oh, that's nice.
See?
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to ask the boss about that.
That's right. That's what we do.
Place at the table.
Trying to facilitate your greatness.
See, I appreciate that. This is why I love you.
RJ, you will be there. You will not be invited with the newborn, though.
I understand that.
Yeah, we don't want a 2-month-old baby there.
I think
Baby Godzilla does not have hairy arms, though. I don't understand.
I'm so confused by
it's
that.
It's a reptile.
Who was that person, by the way?
I'm so very confused.
What do you mean? That was Saul.
You didn't
Dave
share with the
no
class.
Idea.
He said,
he
hey.
Has no idea.
I know exactly who he is.
Yeah, that's what you said, but you didn't share with the class. Who is that person?
Saul is a friend of well, no, he loves the show, and he one time showed up at Ben's baseball tournament out in Long Island.
Oh, nice.
To say hi.
Did he bring his Bijan?
No, his baby? No.
His baby?
He did not. Let's go to Danny in Jersey. Good morning, Dan. You're on 98.7.
How you doing, Dave? How you doing, Rick?
What's going on, Dan?
RJ. Not much. Dave, Raymond, can you give me the apology music to apologize to Dave?
Oh, nice. This
sure.
is working out beautifully. Go ahead.
Dave, mm-hmm. even though it was somewhat funny, I apologize for calling in from Djibouti.
I accept your apology.
And I want to know, can I be known as the Djibouti Warrior from now on? If not, no big deal.
I'll have to get with the guys and go behind the scenes and figure that out, but I don't think it's off the table.
All right. All right.
DDW.
Also, I have one more question.
Go ahead.
The first day of the Ranger playoff game, can me, you, and Rick sing Bob O'Reilly together?
I don't think Rick's going to want to do
no,
that.
I have no
part. He's going to be anti-Rangers.
No, thank you.
Rick, the Islanders aren't even going to make the playoffs.
Oh. Shut your mouth.
Here we go.
You shut your mouth.
Here we go.
Djibouti Dan.
You know, Djibouti Dan, it says that you want to talk about the Yankees. You haven't made mention of the Yankees.
All right. I want to say that the Rays, even though they're 9-0, they're a Triple-A team.
Oh, come on.
My goodness.
Well, to be fair, look at who they've played.
Yeah, I don't care about who they play. Look at their pitching staff, man.
Come on. What a disrespectful thing to say.
I mean, how many guys do you know on the Rays? Can you name 5 guys on the Rays right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Jeffrey Springs, Rosarena, what do they have?
Zach
Wanda
Eflin,
Franco.
Shane McClanahan.
Yeah. Yandy Diaz. Absolutely. Yeah. Come on.
Well, what do we look like? Hacks, Djibouti Dan?
I mean, how could you, even if you think the Yankees are better, you don't think the Rays are a really good team?
Rays are a good team, but I'm just saying, my man Franchi pimped a big home run yesterday. He's good.
Did we say anything negative about the Yankees other than that they have a lot of injuries right now?
No, okay. You guys didn't.
So what are you defending? You're defending the Yankees against nobody for no reason.
I'm just a positive Yankees fan who can't stand the Rays because
Why?
They're like the thorn in the side.
Oh God, I think it's pretty commendable
because they're
what
smarter
they're able
than you
to
guys.
Do.
That's fine. I get it. Listen, I was on board for you to be Djibouti Dan. The Djibouti Ward, now I'm out.
Why? Because he took shots at your Islanders?
He went because why? That wasn't in the description of the call. Come take shots at the Islanders.
Islanders win out. Panthers win out. Islanders get the 8 seed, right?
I'm a warrior.
Because I think right now they have the tiebreaker against you.
Florida does.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Right. So you need to somehow get 4 points,
correct.
And they get 3.
That's correct.
Okay. So that's what you need to have happen. And for the Rangers to catch the Devils, the Rangers would have to get 4 points and the Devils would have to get 1. Because if they end in a tie, it would go to the Devils as well.
All I know is that I haven't been this excited for NHL playoffs in a long time.
I want the Islanders to... I'll tell you what.
No, you want them to be in the Metro so the Islanders can play the Rangers. That's what you want.
I want you guys to get in, be the 8, and beat the Bruins. How's that?
No.
Yeah, that's what I want.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You want the Islanders to have the number, the 7 seed, so they play Carolina, and then it could be Islanders-Rangers in the second round.
I'd prefer you play the Bruins. They either get hammered, which would be good for me, or you win, which would be good for me as well.
You're all right. An idiot.
Maybe. Let's go to the great Raymond Santiago with his 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
Can't start anywhere else. Welcome back, Dave Rothenberg. I mean, I know that the vacation wasn't as fun as it could have been because of Sherry's injury, but you were missed by everybody here.
No, he wasn't.
Especially by you more than anyone else.
Number 2.
That brings us to, because I'm troubled by you. I am.
You got to fire any one of us on the show.
Well, I'd fire Ray.
No hesitation. He went Vince McMahon on me.
Well, because everyone else has a family.
I don't have a family?
No, not a family you're providing for.
Okay, fair.
Number 1.
I got to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I got to make cheese sandwiches. I got to get stuff going.
Starting tomorrow, and Sherry, we wish you all nothing but the best of luck and a healthy, fast recovery, which she'll probably beat what the doctors project for her. But we're more worried about Dave Rothenberg being the hero of the family.
I'm a hero!
And providing all the delicious cheese sandwiches.
And sustenance.
That those children can live by. No, seriously, call Sarah McLaughlin. Get people involved. Feed this man and his family. They need help.
You nasty is what you are. Nasty.
It's well done, Raymond.
It's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg and
Roy Firestone.
Good luck, Sherry. On 98.7 ESPN.
No one's dying.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.